my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, he repairs and builds too, you know. And this plastic pipe that we've got now, well, he went to a house out here, and there was all the piping was under the house, out from under the ground, hanging under on the floor joist. And he went out there, he told him to go out there and just go through it and redo it. Well, that stuff had split 4 foot of a piece of that pipe wood. And he went out there and just had to almost redo the whole thing under the house. Well, the people didn't live here, it's just a summer home, and he got him to fix it, so he come down a few days after that, and they didn't, when they got it fixed, so it was warm, kind of warm that day. And when he got through, whoever was there, there was somebody at the house, and they didn't drain the pipes.
Yeah.
And that whole mess busted again.
Good.
And the guy come and wanted to kind of make it, my brother-in-law's name is wanted to talk like it was his fault, you know, it was like that. He said, well, man, I can't stay out there and keep your pipe drained or keep it from freezing. I said, I done it. He said, I done my job, and now it's your job to take care of it. Well, he said,
it
busted. He rebuilt the whole mess, and just a few days after that, come another short enough hard freeze, one right after the other, and it busted everything under that house again. And he wanted him to go back out there and put it in for free, and he wouldn't do it.
I
wouldn't either.
Any of the water around here ever freeze over or anything like
that? You mean down here in the bay? Yeah, there was mullet, speckled trout, flounder, and what we call a ronker, and some called them croakers, and all kinds of fish that we have in this bay. Brother down here in Niceville told me that he got from one man a froze fish out of Choctahatchee Bay up here in the head of the bay. He got from one man 6,000 pounds that he just go out there and dip them up with a dip net, you know, that's floating around in that ice. And they come up, you know, and a lot of them would sing, but he said he got from one man 6,000 pounds. I said, well, Mr. I said, what did you do with them things? They ain't 15, I don't like them. He said, I shipped them over. And they like them up there.
Yeah. Oh, we go fishing a lot of times out in the lake and the river. We catch some carp and gar and mess like that. Shad that white people won't eat. We sell them to colored people, they'd eat them.
Well, we got a freshwater eel that goes to be a big old fella. Well, I never have tasted one of them, and I never would. I'll try anything for survival's sake, but now niggas will eat them, and I'll tell you something else they'll do. You can catch mullet, and then they'll go and to the places where there are a lot of them, they'll split them, you know, and salt them. Well, they'll go get every head that they can get from them, and just make a stew out of it. And back whenever I was a kid growing up, you could take mullet heads and boil them and skim there's a lot of grease on that in them heads. Well, we'd clean them good, you know, and then we'd put them in a barrel or a pot of water and boil them and skim that grease, and it was the finest grease in the world for our fish with. We kept it by the gallon. Never did buy no, never did use our hog lard. It'd kill you sure if you eat hog lard, just pure hog lard. And how in the world did people live to be 100 like I am and was raised on it? You go to a doctor, no, don't eat no pork meat, no hog lard.
Pork's my favorite meat.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like it a lot better than beef, really.
Well, I like both, but I prefer the pork.